Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, after Vedam, it's time for bhajans like we have on every Thursday. At 6:45, you used to listen to Bhajan Tutor. But now that the Chinese New Year celebrations are going on, we are starting 15 minutes delayed. And perhaps this is how it's going to be for the rest of this year, because there are so many programs planned in the Cyclone Hall. Every region wants to do their bit and offer their bouquet of love to Bhagwan in this significant year. It is all the time so much joy. It's all the time so much of celebration of devotion. It always fills you and it always recharges you when you see a colossus of devotion. So let's move on and, yes, spend our time ruminating on those beautiful names of the Lord, the names of the Lord which uplift us, which purify us, which add meaning to our existence. So let's begin this week's Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The time in the studios now is 7:04. Let's close our eyes, open our heart, and imbibe the spirit of Sai in every pore of our being. As we convert our heart into an instrument that strums and sings and resonates with the names of the Lord, Krishna, Madhava, Manamohana, Ramana, Allah, Gopala. So let's begin. Let us offer our most reverential and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of the most delightful, magnificent Lord. Dear Lord, please bless us so that every morning we wake up with the feeling that you are with us. As we carry on every moment of our day, let us remember that it is you who is holding our hand and leading us along the way. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to adoring our beloved Bhagwan as the sweet Lord Krishna. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal.
So this is what we will learn now, and we will become familiar first with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat of the bhajan, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's university who had the chance to sing in the physical presence of Bhagwan for 5 years during his stay as a student, and even now sings in Prashant Nilayam as well as regularly in Bhagwan's abode in Chennai, Sundaram. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari Narayana Gopal. Narayana Gopal Sai Narayana Gopal Govardhana Giridhari Murari Narayana Gopal Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari Narayana Gopal.
So those are the 5 lines of the bhajan, and let's now move on to see how this bhajan should be sung. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line very slowly, no musical accompaniments, Anirudh will follow Ravi Kumar after every line. And you too, dear listeners, in a true tutor style, please follow Ravi Kumar.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal.
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 Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari 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 Narayana Gopal.
Narayana Gopal Sai 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 Narayana Gopal.
Govardhana Giridhari Murari 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 Narayana Gopal.
Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari 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 Narayana Gopal.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal.
So that is the lovely lilting tune of this beautiful bhajan. And Anirudh is here with us to tell us more about the composition. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the raga behind this bhajan?
The raga behind this beautiful melody is Shankaravarnam, which is a very well-known popular raga.
Yes.
And Bilaval, we call it in the Hindustani classical music. It is a very, very joyful, you know, the bliss, the Rasalila, the Govardhana Giridhara.
Yes.
All these pictures, all these scenes come to your mind when you sing joyfully this bhajan.
Absolutely.
Beautifully composed, and it makes you just close your eyes and just sing, thinking of the Lord.
Lost in the bliss.
Yeah.
Of Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. And as you know, Shankaravarnam, it is all major notes, Shuddha Swaras. Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa. Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa. Beautiful. As I sing these notes, I am just getting reminded of the symphony piece of Titan advertisement. Sounds very good in the symphony.
Yes.
So there are many, many Western compositions in Shankaravarnam. There the basic building block is Shankaravarnam.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why don't you sing for us some song or an alap on this?
Yeah, and this bhajan is more, you know, it's a folk tune.
Yes.
There's like you have many, even many Telugu songs and many folk based songs in this. The Shankaravarnam is used in a folk way in this bhajan rendition. Like.
Da 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 da.
Sounds beautiful in the flute.
Hare Hare
joyful singing this raga. I can go and on.
Yeah, I know. It's positively haunting. Beautiful.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I'm, when I'm singing these tunes, I'm just thinking of the very beautiful animation on Krishna, the life of Krishna by the big animation studios. I think everybody should see that animation. It's in the YouTube, and the theme music of the that Krishna presentation is in Shankaravarnam, which is beautiful rendition in the flute. And also we have a beautiful instrumental version of this bhajan in our instrumental versions volume 1.
Okay.
Which is played in flute and Mohan Veena.
Which bhajan?
Guru
same, same bhajan. Oh, okay. I thought some bhajan in the same raga.
No, the same bhajan. It's you know, it gives a different feel when we hear the bhajan from the instrument.
Yes.
It gives a different flavor.
Yes.
And its own, the instrument, its own color, it adds to the bhajan.
You have the beauty of the raga and the beauty of the instrument.
Exactly. Yes.
In fact, the bhajan, even as you sing Hari 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 Hari,
yeah, it is in a similar lines, right?
Similar lines, right?
Hari 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 Bolo.
So, that's what, all these are folk based. Tune, even though it has a little Khamaj flavor in it.
Hari Hari Ne Sani
is in this bhajan.
Govinda 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 Bolo Govinda Ke Gunga.
And also you have many versions in the Shankaravarnam.
Govinda Gopala He Nandalala Radhe Gopala Gopi Gopala.
Beautiful and very beautiful versions.
Yeah.
Om Shivaya Om Shivaya.
All these are Shankaravarnam, the major notes.
Shivaya Nama Shiva Shivaya.
Maybe I'm guessing the Shiva version, maybe Shivaratri is coming soon.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, so let's move on, Anirudh, into the swaras of this bhajan.
Yeah, we'll do the swaras line by line for this bhajan.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that we all will be excited doing this exercise. We'll do the first line.
Yeah.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal Papadasa Sasani Nisadapa Gadabamagamapa
Papadasa Sasani Nisadapa Gadabamagamapa
Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari Narayana Gopa Gaga Gaga Ga Madhada Pama Paga Magari Sari Sasa
Gaga Gaga Ga Madhada Pama Paga Magari Sari Sasa
Narayana Gopal Sai Narayana Gopal Pada Sasa Sasa Risari Ga Magari Sari Sasa Nida Pa
Pada Sasa Sasa Risari Ga Magari Sari Sasa Nida Pa
Narayana Gopal Sai Narayana Gopal Padari Ri 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 Risari Ga Magari Sari Sasa
Padari Ri 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 Risari Ga Magari Sari Sasa
Govardhana Giri Dhari Murari Narayana Gopal Sa 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 ne ne sa da pa ga da pa ma ga ma pa
Sa 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 ne ne sa da pa ga da pa ma ga ma pa
Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari Narayana Gopal Gaga 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 Madhada Pama Pa Gama Gari Sari Sasa
Gaga 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 Madhada Pama Pa Gama Gari Sari Sasa
beautiful. When you listen to the swaras, the beauty of the bhajan almost doubles.
Exactly, yeah. And it's a very joyful mood.
Yes, really, very happy. And something which everyone can follow.
Yeah.
Just so Ramavadis, just the names of Krishna and such a lively tune.
Exactly.
So tell us the beat, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditala. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal. Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal.
Amazing. I think there will be so many listeners now who would want to experiment this bhajan, learn it and sing it in their centers. Even I have not sung this for very long, and I really feel you should go and sing it once.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arun Sai.
Thank you, Vishnu.
Thank you.
So now we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. Let's move on to understanding how to sing it with bhava. And for this, we need to be aware of what each word in this bhajan conveys. So we begin with the first line.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal.
Here the first word is Guruvayur Pura. It comes from Guruvayur and Pura. Pura means place. Guruvayur is a town in Kerala in South India and has a very famous Krishna temple where Lord Guruvayurappa is the presiding deity. He is worshipped as Shri Krishna in his infant form. Even though the idol is that of Lord Vishnu with four hands, it is believed to be the infant form of Lord Krishna because it represents the full manifestation revealed by baby Krishna to his parents Devaki and Vasudeva immediately after the Lord took birth in the jail where Devaki and Vasudeva were kept captive. According to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, immediately after his birth, Lord Krishna had revealed himself as the four-armed Lord Vishnu in front of his earthly parents. That is probably one of the reasons why Krishna is worshipped in this form in this temple. The legend of this deity goes like this. When Lord Brahma was conducting his task of creation, Lord Vishnu appeared before him. And now, Lord Brahma prayed for salvation for himself and his creations to Lord Vishnu. Acceding to this prayer, Lord Vishnu gave an idol of himself, which he had himself made. Later, Lord Brahma gave this idol to a king named Sutapas and to his wife Prashni, who were worshipping Lord Vishnu, to be bestowed with the gift of a son. This royal couple continued to worship, and finally Lord Vishnu appeared before them and he stated that he would himself be born as their son in four births. He also added, in all these four births, they would be blessed with the idol which they worshipped. Lord Vishnu's words, of course, came true for every birth that the couple took, and in their fourth birth, they were in Dwapara Yuga and they were born as Vasudeva and Devaki, and the Lord was born as their son, Krishna. Later, Lord Krishna himself took the idol to Dwaraka, the city that he established, and he himself began to worship it. When the avataric mission of Lord Krishna was coming to an end, he told his devotee Uddhava that Dwaraka would be submerged in the sea within a week and everyone except the idol would be destroyed. Krishna now told Uddhava to give the idol to Brihaspati, who is the guru of the Devas, the angels, and to Vayu, the god of wind. So as per the Lord's instruction, Uddhava later took the idol from the sea and gave it to Brihaspati and Vayu. These two divine beings went southwards with the idol. On the way, they saw a large beautiful lake very close to the sea, and this lake was unusual. It was full of lotuses, and they saw a huge forest near the lake. When they walked through the place, they met Sage Parshurama. And Sage Parshurama took them to a place where his guru, Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati were sitting. And now, Lord Shiva, Goddess Parvati and Sage Parshurama, all three of them, narrated about the greatness of the place where Vayu and Brihaspati were standing. When Vayu and Brihaspati heard the story, they realized that the place was most suitable for consecrating the idol. And so they called Vishwakarma, the architect of the gods, and he built the temple within minutes and the idol was installed there. As it was Guru and Vayu who consecrated the idol of Lord Vishnu there, the place came to be known as Guru Vayur, and the idol came to be known as Guru Vayur Appan, where Appan means father or lord in the Malayalam language. So that is the wonderful legend behind the deity Guru Vayur Appan. But if you just take the name Guru Vayur Appan, it is so evident that the Lord is our Guru. He is our supreme master, the supreme preceptor. He is all pervasive like the Vayu. He is the God of the elements. He is the God of wisdom. He is the God of the elements which sustains us. And He is the Divine Father, Guru, Vayu and Appan. He is the omnipresent, omniscient, Divine Father. That is Guru Vayur Appan. Moving on, the second word Shri is often used as a mark of respect. The third word Hari is another name of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu, as we know, is the God responsible for the sustenance of the universe. Bhagavan also explains that Hari means remover or destroyer, because the Lord destroys hurdles on the path of spiritual sadhana, spiritual discipline. Krishna, Bhagavan has given different interpretations of this name, and he has explained that Krish means attract or draw towards, as in Akrishna. Krishna attracted through the heart and got himself installed therein through the divine delight that he conferred. The word Krishna is also related to the root Krish, which means to cultivate, as a field for growing crops, and in this context, Krishna means the one who removes the weeds or the six deadly vices from the hearts of humans and sows the seeds of faith, of courage and joy. The fifth word is Narayana, which is again another name of Lord Vishnu. Narayana is actually the conjunction of two words, Nara and Ayana. Nara means water. Ayana means resting place. Narayana means the one whose resting place is water or the ocean. In fact, Lord Narayana is most often depicted as the one reclining on the ocean of milk. But this is the superficial meaning of the name Narayana, which explains how Narayana is generally painted by artists. Nara can be further interpreted as Na and Ra. Ra means to perish and Na means no. So Nara means that which does not perish. And this refers to jivatmas or living entities, individual souls, because the soul never dies. It only moves on. So in this sense, Narayana means the one whose ayana or resting place is in all naras or living entities. So to put it in different words, Narayana is one who abides in every being. He is the all-pervasive Lord. And the last word in this line is Gopal. Go and Pal constitute Gopal. Go means cows. Pal means to protect and foster. This is another name of Lord Krishna. Though born in Mathura to Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna was brought up by his foster mother Yashoda and father Nanda, who belonged to the cowherd clan of Vrindavan. As Krishna grew up along with the other boys his age, he too tended lovingly to the cows. He took them for grazing in the pastures and so on. And that is how he came to be called as Gopal. Now Bhagavan has explained the deeper meaning of the name Gopal. Go means souls, beings or individuals. Gopala is he who tends to the souls, who keeps them away from harm, who encourages them and protects them. So Gopala is the one who knows what is good for us and who saves us and guards us. Giving another interpretation for the word Go in Gopal, Baba says it represents our sense organs. Gopal is he who takes care of our sense organs and ensures that they function in the way they are supposed to be. He elevates our consciousness from the level of mundane to the level of the divine. So in this line, Guru Vayur Parashri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal, we extol the divine Lord as the supreme preceptor, as the one who is all pervasive, as the omnipotent protective one, as the one who draws us to him and who gets installed in us, who purifies us. Let's move on to the second line.
Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari Narayana Gopal.
Mukunda is the name of Lord Vishnu and it is derived from Mukti, which means liberation. Therefore, this name of the Lord means giver of liberation. It also means the Supreme One who imparts the knowledge of the soul. Madhava comes from Ma and Dhava. Ma refers to Goddess Lakshmi, the source of all wealth and prosperity. Dhava means Lord. Goddess Lakshmi also represents nature or Prakriti, which has been created by God and forms an inseparable part of Him. So in this context, Madhava means the Lord who is the master of nature, the master of creation. Murali Dhari comes from Murali, or the flute with which Lord Krishna plays on. Lord Krishna lifts the flute and through it, when he blows, out emerges ethereal music. Dhari means to hold. So Murali Dhari is Lord Krishna with the Murali. And Bhagwan has often explained how the Murali or the flute is such a significant instrument, because the Murali teaches us that for us to be instrument in the Lord's hand, we have to be hollow, simple and straight, egoless, just like the flute. Then we become a clear channel for God's love. A beautiful experience of Mr. E. U. Mahadevan comes to mind. He is a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan. He lost his parents at the age of 9 and then came under the care of his uncle, who was a hardcore atheist. So he too grew up with the same idea that God does not exist, and he was against prayers and worship of God. In his 20s, he had plenty of money and he led a reckless life with many bad habits. After he got married, his wife began changing him and trying to reform his evil tendencies. His wife literally refused to take food, and that is how made him give up drinking. She also refused to go with him, and after a point, Mr. Madhavan found it very boring to go to races all by himself, and so he eventually gave that up too. Like this, in many ways, through her love and her sacrifice and extreme patience, Mrs. Madhavan made sure that her husband was becoming a better person. But still, Mr. Madhavan did not believe in God, and how that change happened is an interesting story. Dr. Gadia, again a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan, used to go to an area close to where they lived in Mithapur in North India, and he would arrange meetings as well as Sai Bhajans. Mr. Madhavan's wife attended one such meeting in June 1965 and returned home with a picture of Baba and some vibhuti. She started worshipping Bhagwan at home. Mr. Madhavan told her, "You should worship only your husband and not some man you and I have not seen." But Mrs. Madhavan did not heed to his words. She continued her worship. She always had been very devoted to God, and in fact had been worshipping Lord Guruvayurappa intensely. She used to pray to him day and night to change her husband and rid him of his bad habits and give him faith and bestow on him faith in God. She says that from the moment she knew about Baba, she accepted Swami as God and she began worshipping him daily. So to continue the story, a few months later, one day Mr. Madhavan returned home. When Mr. Madhavan returned home, he found his wife had lit the lamp at the altar in front of the photo of Baba, and she had then gone for shopping. Mr. Madhavan had a cup of tea in his hand, and now he settled down in his easy chair. And after a while, He took out a cigarette from his pocket and he was looking for a matchbox. He was not able to find a matchbox, so what he thought he could do now is, why not use the light of the lamp at the altar? And so he lit the cigarette with that light at the altar and began to smoke. And now something unusual happened. He suddenly found that the cigarette smoke had a very unusual flavor, and this flavor was soon spreading all over, outside him and within him. He was totally clueless. He was not able to comprehend what was happening. And so, in a moment of shock, he threw the cigarette away. And he was still dazed. But he was very scared to share anything with his wife about this experience. What he did is, later in the day, he went to the residence of his friend with whom he used to daily argue about God, spirituality and Baba. He confided with his friend about this experience, and his friend said, Sai Baba is changing you. And when Mr. Madhavan heard this, he said, come on, it is all humbug. Anyway, his friend did not pursue, but before Mr. Madhavan left, he gave him a copy of the book Satyam Shivam Sundaram, the biography of Bhagwan. But Mr. Madhavan did not even look at it, and he just put it away somewhere in his house, and he actually forgot about this incident completely. 3 months later, his wife fell seriously ill and she was admitted to a hospital. And the doctor treating her, Dr. Chitley, said that she was on the verge of death and she might collapse any time. Mr. Madhavan spent sleepless nights, not for a day or two, but for 10-15 days. And it was the time of the India-Pakistan war, and Mithapur, being near the Pakistani border, was considered a danger zone. And because of this, he was unable to get any outside help for his wife during this time. One day, he was sitting by the side of his wife's bed, and very tired, he was dozing away. And suddenly, he felt someone telling him very clearly, the voice said, she is my devotee, and I will take care of her. You do not have to worry. When Mr. Madhavan opened his eyes, he was shocked because he heard the voice but he did not see anyone. So he dismissed the whole thing as a dream. And about 10 minutes later, Dr. Chitley walked in and he said that a new medicine is the only hope for his wife. But the problem is, Mr. Madhavan has to get this medicine within 24 hours and it is available only in Mumbai. And Madhavan now did not know how he can get it from Mumbai, so he told the doctor he would try. He was in a fix, he was worried. And just at this time, his friend Dr. Kulup, who was the director of indigenous medicine in Gujarat, suddenly came to see his wife. And then Dr. Kulup discussed with Dr. Chitley and felt that the new medicine definitely might help. So he contacted someone he knew who was in charge of the naval unit in Okhla in Mumbai and requested him to send the medicine urgently. The medicine arrived the next day and the treatment started. Mr. Madhavan's wife responded well, and after 4 days she was out of danger. When this miracle happened, Mr. Madhavan was a changed man. That voice which had told him, she is my devotee and I will take care of her, you do not worry, kept ringing in his ears again and again. And when his wife was discharged, he went home and the first thing he did is, he lit a lamp at the altar and he knelt down and prayed at the feet of Bhagwan. They say, when you kneel down at the feet of the Lord will stand up for you. And when the Lord stands up for you, nothing and nobody can be against you. After 15 days, Mr. Madhavan and his wife came to Prashantinilayam, and needless to say, Bhagwan blessed them with a lovely interview. And since then on, Mr. Madhavan became a beautiful instrument in Bhagwan's hands. He spent the rest of his life doing Bhagwan's work and passionately talking about Bhagwan disseminating his message. Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari Narayana Gopal. So this is how the Lord converts each one of us into a flute. It is He who raises us from the level of the mundane to the level of the divine. He is the one who liberates us. Let's move on to the third line.
Narayana Gopal, Sai Narayana Gopal.
The only new word here is Sai, which means Master. Narayana Gopal, Sai Narayana Gopal. We pray to Lord Sai, who is none other than the same Narayana, the same Gopal, the same Krishna. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Govardhana Giridhari Murari Narayana Gopal.
Here the first word is Govardhana, referring to the mountain peak named Govardhana, which Lord Krishna lifted on his little finger for 7 whole days. The word Giridhari comes from Giri means mountain and Dhari means he who holds. Govardhana Giridhari implies the Lord who held aloft the mountain Govardhana. The residents of Gokul Vrindavan used to worship Lord Indra, the rain god. But on one occasion, little Krishna persuaded Nanda to stop the usual puja for Indra and to instead worship the Govardhana hill. Indra was stung by this neglect and he poured terrible rains on the village. But Krishna held the Govardhana hill aloft on his little finger and invited the entire village to take shelter under it. And he did this for 7 long days. In the Bhagavata Vahini, Bhagwan reveals the inner significance of this episode. Indra, Swami says, decided to demonstrate to the world that Krishna was indeed God come down on earth. So he manipulated a situation where the Indra Puja was cancelled by the people of Vraja, where Indra retaliated with heavy downpours of rain and Krishna had to lift up the Govardhana peak in order to provide shelter to the cowherds. It was all part of a play. Swami says Indra had no anger, nor did he entertain any idea of revenge or retaliation. Nor would Krishna ever advise people to give up puja. Such miracles, Swami says, were decided upon only in order to make everyone identify the divine already amidst them. And Swami says such incidents confirm the view that nothing can happen without an underlying purpose. In fact, referring to this incident in a discourse in 1961, Bhagwan said, "Why did Krishna raise the Govardhana hill and keep it aloft? It was only to announce His truth and His nature, to instill faith and to implant courage." Swami said, "It is a sign, just as each one of my acts are. There is no task which I cannot accomplish. Please remember this. There is no weight that I cannot lift." And Bhagwan added, "You have faith in Rama and Krishna because of the books which describe a part of their achievements and the experience of the sadhakas who attempted to delve into their mystery. You have not demanded direct proofs of divinity from either Rama or Krishna, isn't it? Therefore, have faith first, then you will get proof, enough proof for your faith. Take up the discipline of chanting the name of the Lord. Whatever difficulties you may undergo, never keep yourself away from God's love. If you hold on to God's love steadfastly, even mountainous difficulties will melt away like ice." That is Govardhana Giridhari. Murari is another name of Lord Krishna, and he is called so because he slayed the demon Mura. But the inner meaning is that Mura in Sanskrit means to cover, and in this context we are all covered by the ignorance of our true nature. We think of ourselves as the body while we are actually Atma, the eternal soul. So Mura stands for our ignorance. Lord Krishna destroys this ignorance. That is why he is Murari. Govardhana Giridhari Murari Narayana Gopal. We call out to the all-pervasive Lord who fosters us, the one who held aloft the Govardhana hill, the one who carries all our burdens, however mountainous they may be, the one who destroys our ignorance. Let's move on to the last line.
Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari Narayana Gopal.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan. So with that, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. And now, with this deeper understanding, let's proceed listening to the complete version of the bhajan.
Guruvayur Guru Sri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal. Guruvayur Guru Sri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal. Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari Narayana Gopal. Mukunda Madhava Murali Dhari Narayana Gopal.
Here is a short excerpt of a conversation with Brother Bal Ramchandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University and a gifted bhajan singer.
Two second thing which comes to my mind is, as per my understanding, and if you look at the bulk of bhajan singers, and I can go by, if you see most of the people who sing in Samitis or even our boys who sing here, I don't think everybody is trained that way.
Yes.
Or everybody has gone through that science of voice culture, which is generally expected out of a professional musician. So, while I think those would be an advantage. Now, if you're a lead singer in that sense, if you are singing in bhajan sessions where a lot of people are attending, yes, if you have a voice like, for instance, Ravi sir has when he sings here, automatically you have that ability to engage people better, focus their thoughts towards Swami. And that's why maybe Swami said if you are generally singing out of tune, don't be a lead singer, because it would distract their minds away from Swami. But otherwise, I think Swami never said don't sing. In fact, what I realized is, or realized is the wrong word, I think it has to be present continuous here. Realizing is that even if you're not the person who's leading the bhajans and you're not very trained, you don't have a very refined voice, because in the Sai Bhajan system, you have everybody sings every line. It is possible for you to sing the bhajan with equal gusto, with the equal visualization. Like for lead singers, for instance, we say you imagine a scenario, you imagine a story, you imagine something related to Swami while you sing bhajans. The advantage in Sai Bhajan system is that even if you're a person who's following the bhajans, you have the scope to do all that.
Yes.
Because you actually sing every single line. So that way, I think this path is for everybody. In the hostel, I think when Swami came, this was in the senior hostel, this was when I was doing my first AMFM, so which means it must have been 97, 98, if I remember right. Swami had come to the hostel after a long time, and I remember at that point of time, Swami actually said this. He said, bhajan boys, in fact, it was a discourse generally for everybody, it was in the hostel quadrangle. Suddenly, specifically addressed the bhajan boys and said, bhajan boys, I am now guaranteeing, in fact, Swami said, I guarantee, you take care of bhavam, and he said that ragam and talam will fall in place automatically, and he said, it's a guarantee from my side.
Wow.
It was that stamp, I still remember that moment. It was specifically addressed to the bhajan boys, a clear shift. He looked at the bhajan boys and said, bhajan boys, I'm specifically telling you this. So that way, if you see, brother, okay, musical training may not be for everybody, voice may not be for everybody, but then if you have that urge, if you have that connect with Swami, if you have love and you are looking at expressing that love in the form of bhajans, Swami, one is saying that it is not an essential. Two, he is saying that if bhavam is there, the other two will fall in place automatically. So this is what, I mean, in fact, like I said, I would be one of those people who fit into that category, who do not have, naturally, brother, I've gone through very limited training as somebody who sings. I mean, if you look at it from the point of view of professional singers, from that very strict sense, I'm also not a trained singer, I also don't have those capabilities of voice, there are very limited things I can sing. So if I can be, then anybody can be.
So basically what you're saying is, bhava is something that anybody can practice.
Exactly.
So that was Baba Bal Ramchandran, and that brings us to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this. As always, you can send us your feedback by writing to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of love and gratitude, we submit this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.
So with that, it's time to draw the curtains on Bhajan Tutor. It's time to move on to Radio Sai's Children's Hour. Prem and Ganesh are waiting to take over. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you for listening till now, being with us all through the day. I will be back after Children's Hour for a fresh episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we will try to unravel the outside, inside, deep inside of a very magnificent sacrifice which is about to be performed in Bhagwan's ashram in Vrindavan, the grand Atirudra Mahayagna. We will try to relive some of the most powerful moments of this sacrifice when it was held in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in August 2006, and also understand what we need to do to benefit from this amazing event being held in Bhagwan's ashram. So this discussion coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Radio Sai, Children's Hour. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.